Jesus, people, make some noise. We're ready to praise God tonight with our voices lifted high in praise, with gratitude for all that He has done. Look at your neighbor, say, neighbor, God is good. Look at another person, say, neighbor. Your hands together. greater one is on our inside. He is our victory. From January to February to March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. Somebody scream. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey. Hey. Who is like you, Lord, in all the earth? Matchless love and beauty, endless worth. Nothing in this world can satisfy. Oh, 'cause Jesus, you're the cup that won't run dry. Hey, nobody like you, God, in all the earth. Kalabadoshidaba. Matchless loving, beauty endless worth. Rakabodosa. Nothing in this world will satisfy, yeah. Nothing can. 'Cause Jesus, you're the cup that won't run dry. Nothing can take your place, oh God. Jesus, you're the cup that won't run dry. Hey, and nothing in this world can satisfy. Hey, and Jesus, you're the cup that won't run dry. Hey. Heaven to me. Nothing like your presence. Nothing like your presence. Your presence is heaven to me. Nothing like your presence, Jesus. Nowhere like your presence. No place. Rakata dimando soprenia. Nothing like your presence. Nothing. No one. No place. Nowhere like your presence, Jesus. Hey, all over this house tonight, lift up your voice. Let us declare. It's heaven. It's heaven. Nothing like your presence. Nowhere like your presence. No place like your presence. Tonight, everywhere you are, lift up those hands tonight. Come on now, lift up those hands tonight. Come on now, I don't need you to get distracted. Focus on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the one who causes us to triumph. Now thanks be to God who leads us in triumph and victory. Come on, somebody. Lift up those hands to him tonight. Come on, Dave.
Come on, wherever you are, say, at the center of it all, it's you, Lord. I adore Saladiade. Every day, at the center of it all. Problem, it is you, yeah. It's you. Come on, somebody, look upon the Lord one more time at the center of it all. You are my pillar. Now, with your hands lifted high.
Could you just go ahead and thank God wherever you may be? Just thank him. Mandali Baroso. We thank you, oh God. You are good. You are good. You are good. Manli Boso Mandere Dosha. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you. thank you for the year of 2020. We give you praise for every month, for the events that took place. We thank you, Lord, for lives. We thank you for testimonies. We thank you all that you have done already that we could see. We give you praise, even the ones that we have not seen. We thank you, Father. We give you praise. We give you praise. Despite all that happened in 2020, you are faithful. Glory to God. You are amazing, God. We give you praise, oh God. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you, oh God. We give you praise, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. All right, we're going to be praying together tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'd like you to open your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. And Bible says here, it says, "But the path of the just is like a shining light that shines more and more unto a perfect day." Every man has a path. When Bible says path, it means the way, it means a route, it means a course, it means a track. I like you to know that on every way that is created, routes, whatever I've called it right now as a definition, I like you to know that what it just connotes is that there is movement. Glory to God. There is movement. We move. Glory to God. It says the path of a just is the path of a just shines, it moves, it gets clearer and clearer. I like you to declare with me tonight that as you journey into 2021, the paths are clearer in the name of Jesus. The paths are brighter in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. The paths are clearer. They are brighter. We are stable in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. The paths are well for us. Oh, there are greater opportunities in this path in the name of Jesus. As we walk into 2021, all things are working together in the name of Jesus. What wasn't working before, it will be working in the name of Jesus. The things we lost in 2020, we're gaining it back. So I declare greater speed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Greater speed in 2021 in the name of Jesus. Go ahead, declare where you're concerned, and then go ahead, talk in other tongues with these words that I'm supplying to us this night. Ligado shanta igadosa, libroko sumanta igadosa kiagadosa. Oh, that we are stable in 2021 in the name of Jesus. Kiabakatola, that we gain speed more than we did in 2020 in the name of Jesus. Kiakoto igabanka, likoso frandele broso kiabakatoya, limbrekira katolega. That we walk in knowledge, we walk in wisdom in the name of Jesus in 2021. Every month of this year, likera kasoka toye lebosa emarato yekedosa, every day, every week, every month of 2021, the wisdom of God is supplied to us in the name of Jesus. Ekiabako toye legedosa mandari katoya barabosa kataya labosa. Our path is straightened. Our path is straightened into the year. Our paths are straightened in the name of Jesus. Leko toyiga bakotoye regedosa marabakoto yegedosa mandorosa. Come on, you move, you move, you move, you move. Ekia ragadosa, strugglings are over. Akia manosa. You find the path, the right path in 2021. In the name of Jesus, the very right path. I declare it's clearer, it's better in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we have prayed. I'd like us to open our Bibles again to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 16. It says, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Glory to God. Understand what the will of the Lord is. So go ahead, let's pray together now. We're just going to redeem the time. We're going to redeem the time in 2021. Glory to God. How are we going to do that? We're going to pray. Hallelujah. We're still going to pray. Just speaking in all the tongues about the year. Speaking in all the tongues about the year. No matter what evil awaits us in 2021, we conquer in the name of Jesus. We conquer back light. We conquer back light in the name of Jesus. We redeem 2021. In the name of Jesus, we redeem every day in 2021. In the name of Jesus, Kera Logodosa, Mandolosa. So we walk in the will of God for the year. We walk in the will of God, not in our own will, but the will of God in the name of Jesus. 2021 has opportunities, and so we declare in the name of Jesus that every opportunity that there is for you, you walk in it in the name of Jesus. You find it in the name of Jesus. You know it in the name of Jesus. Yikala koso koto ila branda legedosa ina noso mandorogodosa edodosa. We declare it's a good year. Hallelujah. We declare it's a good year. No matter what comes our way, we declare it good. Ikeriga bakatoya labosa. All things are turning around for our good in 2021, in the name of Jesus. Greater testimonies in the name of Jesus. Irando rukataya labrosa. Greater wisdom in the name of Jesus. Ikole karakatoye lamantoye. Liborosa. Better help. Iradose kiarabose hindaregadosa. Coming your way in 2021. All things working. Iramoso kotoya labosa. Every month is a significance that we serve a blessed God. Every month is a month of victory. Every month is a month of answers. In the name of Jesus, the year is good. Say with me, 2021 is good. Elamosa, why? Ekiamanosa, because we serve a faithful God. 2021 is good. Glory to God. Give him praise tonight. Give him praise tonight. Give him praise tonight. We're walking in wisdom. Give him praise tonight. We're walking in understanding. Give him praise tonight. Lina noso kataya lagosa. We walk in strength. There is strength in our inner man to walk through 2021. In the name of Jesus, we gain speed. Kayara katoya. Give him praise tonight. We receive all of this and more. Glory to God. All of these and more that are set out for us. All of these and more we receive, glory to God. Woo, hallelujah. Give him praise. He is good. He is a good God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Wherever you are, just go ahead and say, Father, it is so. Father, I receive. Father, I receive all. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Talk in other tongues. Sing in other tongues. Rejoice. Because it is done in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe you're charged up at this moment. Glory to God. You're expectant. I like your heart to be full of expectation. Because we serve a faithful God. All right. Okay, now we're going to proceed as we take a song. But whatever position you have in there, whether you're standing, you're lying down, whatever it is you're doing, ensure that you connect with the service tonight. All right? Just connect with your heart. Every word that you're going to be hearing, let it impact you. Allow the Spirit of God to speak to you. Even as you hear the preaching of God's word come to you tonight. Enjoy the rest of the service. God bless you.
Come on, church. Just go ahead, lift your hands wherever you are and declare, I'm the seed of Abraham. I know who I am. I'm spreading everywhere. Spreading to the north, to the south, to the east, to the west. Woo! Come on, choir. I'm growing.
I'm growing every day.
It's why.
I'm a seed of Abraham.
Take it one more time. My life.
My life is upward and forward.
And I know.
And I know you'll be with.
Oh, hallelujah. I'm growing.
I'm growing every day.
Cause I'm a seed.
Yeah.
Come on now, let's go. See, I'm spreading everywhere.
I'm
spreading.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. We are spreading everywhere, okay? Like everywhere. Everywhere. 2021 is going to be a great year for us. It will be a wonderful year, an exceptional year for us, all right? Praise God. So I'm excited. It's good to have you here. And okay, so where are you? Bedroom, sitting room, okay, phone, laptop, big screen, whatever position it, you know, you're in. I know we're going to have an exceptional time tonight. 2020, however it might have been, you know, like my wife said earlier, there's a lot to be grateful for, and we've had a whole lot of good time dancing already tonight, so we're going to keep dancing, all right? 2021 will be filled with dancing, amen. So, but one thing, all right? However, 2020 has been endeavor, you can, all right? Try to only say what you think God is saying about the year. Just whatever it is that you know that God is saying. You might wonder, but what's God saying? Jeremiah 29:11 is one very, very popular verse in the Bible. For I know the thoughts I think towards you, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. You know, some versions say to give you a future and a hope. So things might have seemed bleak, hopeless, you know, confusing. You know, the way the whole year began, looked like everybody was great, January, February, and suddenly by March, then there was lockdown, then there was a whole George Floyd issue, all right? Then, of course, the whole pandemic thing got worse. Then there was the NSAS. Then, I mean, it just kept going. I mean, Chadwick Boseman died, Sean Connery. I mean, different people down to, you know, very, very painful deaths happening all around. I mean, hey. But what's God saying still about the year? My wife quoted Proverbs 4:18. God says the path of a just is a shining light. You might say, but what about those who died? They transitioned. They transitioned. The Bible lets us know that they transitioned to a better place. All right? So we miss them. They are not here. Oh, but they've moved on to a far better place where there's no stress, no hardship, no crying, no dying, nothing. Just joy forevermore. So there are ways you can look at a year. Bible says when men say there's a casting down, we will say there's a lifting up. So it means God has a way he sees it. When there was darkness all over Egypt, there was light in Goshen. So two, you know, different sets of people, two sets of experiences and encounters, but they were all basically in that territory called Egypt. However you want to name 2020. I'm saying that because already there are predictions on 2021. And all of them are not good. All right? Some are good. Some are not. But I know you know business-wise, some made so much money in 2020. So much. This year, we're not over with the year yet. Some got married. Some bought cars and bought lands. And so still same year, still same country, continent, you know, world. But diverse encounters, diverse experiences. But whatever you do, name the year. Even in retrospect, you might want to say, oh, but this happened. Oh, but this happened. Oh, yes, I know these things happened. All right, I have very dear people, and I'm using dear casually. All right, they also passed on. But we name the year what we know God calls it. And then we look into 2021, knowing also that God's word assures us of a number of things. All right, so your 2021 will be great. Your 2021 will be good. Your 2021 will be glorious. How do we know? Not because anybody made a promise, but because of the assurances we have in God's word. That's what we have. And that's the encouragement, you know, that we have in this place tonight. Praise God. Praise God. So God's word assures us. And we stand on that assurance. In 2021, the body of Christ, you and I, the body of Christ, one important thing that is upon us is there will be a demand on the knowledge of God from us. In 2021, there will be a demand. There has always been. But it will increase. The Bible said in the last days, the mountain of the house of the Lord will be established above all other mountains, and nations will flow to it. And they will say, let us go to them so that they will teach us the ways of their God. In 2021, there will be a demand of the knowledge of God from us. There will be that demand. All right? Experiences will demand it. It means things will happen to us and we have to put the word to work. Things will happen around us and we can't act like we're disadvantaged, because the church of Jesus is not disadvantaged. The issue, you know, Hosea chapter 4 verse 6, my people, they are destroyed, they perish because of lack of knowledge. So the issue has always been lack of knowledge. It means 2021, there has to be an increase in knowledge, because there will be a demand of that knowledge. We are not disadvantaged. Oh, we are not. We are not. Jesus gave us the precious Holy Spirit. And he said in John chapter 14 that when the Spirit comes, you know, he will guide you. John 16, but 14, he said, I will not leave you like an orphan. I will not leave you alone. You are not disadvantaged. You are not alone. You will face this new year and you will come out gloriously. You will enter it. You will come out victoriously this new year. You are not disadvantaged. Remember in Ephesians chapter 6, Bible talks about the armor of God, okay? But there are two of them that I particularly like. One is the sword of the Spirit, and the other is a shield of faith. Hi. Picture yourself in the battlefront, in the war ground. And then you have a shield of faith. You have the sword of the Spirit. What's the shield supposed to do? Bible said with the shield of faith, it will quench every fiery dart of the enemy. So the enemy will throw more fiery darts. But you have the shield of faith. No, come on, look at yourself again. You have the shield of faith. You are not alone. You are not disadvantaged. Yes, I've been there too. When things happen to us and they kind of like catch us unawares. But they always shouldn't. And even when they do, God knows, you know, Paul was writing to the Corinthian church, that God will not allow you to be tempted above what you're able to bear. And through it also will make a way of escape. So we're not disadvantaged. But knowledge has to increase. We need to. And we have to come into an understanding and into the revelation of the things that are available. I just talked about the shield of faith. You would use it to knock off the fiery darts. You know, Isaiah 54, 17 says, no weapon formed against you will prosper. You know, sometimes so we think, oh, the weapons will not form. No, they will form. He said, no weapon formed will prosper. So they can form the weapon, but it will prosper. That's your 2021. So those things you were afraid of, you will not be afraid of them again, because your knowledge will increase. Knowledge of who you are. Knowledge of what Christ has done for you. Knowledge will increase, because you're going to win by this knowledge. If my people are destroyed because they lack knowledge, it means my people will be victorious because they will have knowledge. Knowledge of our use, or our right to use the name of Jesus. Knowledge of it. So that when the enemy comes in, we'll stand against him in the name of Jesus. Because the enemy will keep trying to come. Oh, but we'll resist him in that name. In that name, we'll resist him. So we're going to learn. Okay, so I'll say what I said again. If Bible says my people are destroyed because they lack knowledge, it means they can be destroyed or they'll be victorious when they gain knowledge. So we'll go for more knowledge this new year. Much more. Much more. We would understand better the place of the Holy Spirit. Because I've been there to moments where everything looks so bleak. You don't know the next thing you're going to do. Suddenly, the Holy Ghost will just show you a picture about your future. And it brightens your hope. In that state of not having and you know, so much, you know, around you not working, it just gives you that pool picture. And you're like, oh my goodness, is that it? And it excites you, pumps in energy to you to drive on. Oh, that's the Holy Spirit. And he'll begin to now show you step by step, step by step. That's what your 2021 will look like. That's what it will look like. There'll be visions. There'll be visions from the Holy Ghost. Joel said, in the last days, your sons and daughters will prophesy. Old men will dream dreams. Young men, and we can add, and women, they will see visions. So you will see visions. Those visions don't have to be, you know, I saw three angels, three men. Oh, but you will see God's prophecy. You see the things and the plan and the agenda of God for your life. You will see it. It might just be one thing, one little step to take about your business. One thing to do. You just see a flash. Do this about your family. Do this so that you can be married. Do the, we need to rise up into the people that we are. A people of the spirit. Say people of vision. A people of prophecy. That's an advantage you have. It means you can close your eyes and pray. And things are looking down. Then you come out of it and say, I know what to do. And people wonder how. God showed you something. God showed you something. In 2021, you will enjoy victory. Oh, victory and more victory. The places where we fumble, the places where we fail, won't fall there again. Because we'll gain more knowledge. Oh, we'll be committed to more knowledge this new year. Because a church, listen, there's a demand. I know that in my spirit, there'll be a demand. Life will demand from us first. Life will demand from us these things we need to know, these things we ought to know. Life will demand from us. And we won't be disappointed because we'll gain knowledge and we'll win. But then people will demand from the body of Christ. People want to know. People say, hey, I'm going through something. You're a Christian. Help me. And God will rise through you. And you will stand up to the occasion. God will rise through you. It could be counsel for your boss. It could be an advice for your colleagues. It could be something to say to your client. It sounds so spiritual, but the person just knows anytime I'm around you, there's peace. You just have this way you smile. It's the light of God upon you. It will shine more in 2021. It will shine more. It will shine more. This 2021. And this place of knowledge, you must understand, child of God, is important. It's important, yeah, because the church is usually, at crossroads, and we're almost at one. We're at one already right now, where we just want God to solve all our problems. However, but God says, no, knowledge. What do I mean? Sometimes you don't mind how I prayed it is, doesn't matter. As long as I pray and God heard, no, He wants us to grow. And it's like, You put your kids in a car and tell someone, please help me take them to a particular destination. And you're telling a person, drive this way. And the person says, no matter how I drive, as long as I get your kids there, right? You say, no, it's not just getting them there. It's getting them there this way, in this state, all right? Their hair doesn't have to be scattered because you have to spin, the car upside down to get them there. So there's that need, all right, that you and I are going to jump in more. Because, hey, child of God, we are in for a great year. Oh, maybe you heard some prophecies already that show gloom. Isaiah tells us in chapter 60. It says, arise, shine, for your light is come. The glory of God is risen upon you. He says, behold, darkness will cover the earth. Deep darkness will cover the people. But the glory of God will be seen upon you. So don't say, oh, but I heard that darkness is coming. I heard that things might get worse before they get better. I heard. Oh, but child of God, who are you listening to? Which of the prophecies are you hearing more? For the path of the just is a shining light. And it will get brighter and brighter. And brighter and brighter. And brighter and brighter. So keep your mind, keep your perspective on what God says. David said in Psalm 35, I've been young and now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken. No, you see, beg bread. But we've seen where David went to the temple to eat shoe bread. That means he didn't see it as he was forsaken. He saw it as God provided the opportunity for the shoe bread. David had to send his men, all right, to go to Nabal and Abigail and then get food. David didn't see it as being forsaken. So don't magnify the problem. Don't say, hey, they said it will get worse. Hey, they said it will get bad. No. We ride on the prophecies of God. That says, even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil. We will fear no evil. So it's going to be a year of knowledge. And that means it will be a year of depth. And God is calling us, you and I, He's calling us into depth. He's calling us. God is inviting you and I into the deep side. I'm sure you know that hardly anything great is found just lying on the surface. God says, come deep. Come deep. Come deep. In Ezekiel 47, There was this water that was flowing out of the temple. I'm sure most of you know the verse. And then Ezekiel said the man who could see it as an angel that was with him in that vision had a measuring line in his hand. He said the man measured 1,000 cubits and brought him through. And then the water that was just flowing out of the temple was getting to his, you know, his ankle. Then the man measured another 1,000 cubits. The further they went into it, the water got to his knees, and then another 1,000 to his loins, and then another 1,000. Ezekiel said it became water that turned into river. Water you cannot cross through, water you have to swim in. There's an invitation to go into the deep side. God is saying, there are things I want to do in your life. Ankle level won't sort it. There are things I want to do through you. Knee level won't hit it. Waist level, not enough. Come and swim. 2021, child of God, let us become deep sea divers. Let us dive deep into the plan of God. Dive deep into the word of God. Dive deep into, because God is calling. I'll come back to that, you know, Ezekiel 47 in Psalm 42. And most of us know it. Most of our singers, you know, love to sing. As the deer pants for the waters, so pants my soul for you, O God. That hunger, that, Lord, I'm yearning for you. Let's make it a reality in this 2021. Because God is calling. So the seventh verse of that Psalm 42 says, deep calls unto deep. God is saying, come, let's go deeper. Let's dive deep. Let's sink in. Oh, there are very many things waiting on the deep side. Very many things. And so it was in that place where the water in the book of Ezekiel had become a river that there were trees all over. The trees were not at the small, you know, water levels. The trees were where there was depth of water. And Bible in Ezekiel 47 said these trees were producing fruit every month. Remember Psalm chapter 1? He said you will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. You will bring forth your fruit in your season. Your leaves will never wither, and whatever you do will prosper. Why? Those trees were planted by the rivers of water. So the trees in Ezekiel were found where the river, where the water had become river, where there was depth. So much water. So Psalm 1 talks about it. Psalm 92 talks about it. That the righteous will flourish like a palm tree. The righteous will grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Why is the palm tree, you know, a symbol? Because it's a tree that has depth. Even when the wind is boisterous, the palm tree is hooked. The wind can bend it. But when many other trees are being uprooted, the palm tree is intact. That's what our lives should be in 2021. When our roots are deep. And that's the invitation of God. He's calling you, calling me, come deep. Deep is calling unto deep. Deep is calling unto deep. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 tells us that as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the thing that God has prepared for them that love him. I know you know that verse in the Bible, some, you know, 1 Corinthians rather, chapter 2, verse 9. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither has he entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared. That means the thing that God has prepared for you, no eye has seen it, no ear has heard it, no heart has conceived it. Verse 10 says, but God has revealed these things to us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, like King James says, or even the deep things of God. Get that part. He says God reveals these things to us by his Spirit. He now says, for the Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. That means the Spirit is not dealing with shallow sides. The Spirit knows the depths. The Spirit knows the depths. The Spirit knows the depths of the mind of God. He knows the depths in the mind of God. Are you getting that? So the 12th verse of that 1 Corinthians 2 now says, but we have not received the spirit of this world, but we have received the spirit that is from God, so that we may know the things freely given to us of God. Where are those things? The depths of God. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the thing that God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed these things to us by his spirit, because the spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. All your journey in 2021, they are right before God. Your job is to now flow with the Spirit and cooperate with God to make sure you get to the end of the journey. Someone says, but if it's God, I mean, it's God. If he had planned it, it will happen. No, you see through Scripture, you know, where people were twatting the plans of God and rearranging them. God's ultimate plan will never change. Please understand that. But men can influence, negatively or positively, their own involvement in that agenda. For instance, Saul was the first king of Israel. He wasn't picked by mistake. God picked him. God sent someone to pick him. And then Saul, by his attitude, removed himself. Then God had to pick David. And even when there were other kings after David that acted wrongly, God kept on using David as his reference point. But David wasn't the first person God picked. So we can, all right, rearrange, sometimes alter, sometimes slow down God's intention and agenda. But we're going to get knowledge this year, I say again, so that we can best, not just better, best cooperate with the agenda of God. So that we're not heady, we're not stubborn, we're not, no, let me just stay. No, God is calling, come to the deep side. It will cost you a bit. But what will it cost you? It will cost you discipline. It will cost you a bit. Nobody wants to ever be great in any endeavor who won't put in some extra time. So this deep side, it will cost us a bit. Are you ready? God is inviting you. God is inviting me. Come. Come. I want to show you more things you don't know. I want to do more things through you. I want to teach you secrets and wisdom. Come. Oh, let's go. Let's dive into the deep waters with God. This 2021, as a church, we would provide, you know, enabling environments for growth. We'll ask, you know, we spend time praying together. We could ask for certain times of corporate fasting, certain times of left study, certain things together. We're going to just provide an enabling environment. But you are the one that needs to respond to that call and say, God is calling us to be deep. I respond. In 2021, God calls us to be deep. I respond. Ha ha. I say, what are the benefits? Imagine you being the Abraham that God had to tell in Genesis 18, I cannot hide this thing I'm about to do. This person is my friend. Those are some of the benefits of going to the deep sides with God. He will show you great and mighty things you don't know. He will show you things about yourself. See the way he told Abraham, Sarah will give birth. Then he started telling Abraham about his, you know, nephew Lot and Sodom and Gomorrah. God said, I cannot hide this thing. That's one of the benefits of growing into that deep side with God. He will show you things. He will tell you things. Another benefit is you will see God work for you even when you are not demanding things. You say, how? Someone took Abraham's wife. You know the story. And God was fighting on his behalf when Abraham was busy sleeping. That belongs to all of us in Christ. But it means you will know more. The more we know, the more we win. So we're going to know more about that. You come to the deep side. What other benefit is there? We will win better the battles of life. You remember the men of Israel, how they were tormented and harassed by the presence and the standing and the words of Goliath. But David, the little boy, not 20 years of age. But he was in the deep side where his covenant consciousness was concerned. And he said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Hey, that's one of the greatest stories in the whole Bible. I know we might have left it for children. It is not for children. It is how to win the battles of life. Knowledge is key. David said he has defiled the armies of God. This one would die today. David didn't have sword. He didn't have a spear. He wasn't wearing any armor. You know the story. Just stone and sling, catapult. And Goliath was down. We will win the battles of life the more we stay in this deep side. The more we stay in this deep side. So I'm telling you the benefits of yielding to let's go deeper. God will show you secrets. You'll see things work for you by depth of relationship. You'll win better the battles of life. What other benefit is there to go into the deep side with God this new year? The whole of Psalm 91. He that dwells in that secret place. Secret place. Secret place. Now, because you're in Christ, you're there. But once again, knowledge. My people are destroyed because they lack knowledge. It means my people will be victorious when they gain knowledge. So we'll gain knowledge of the deep side and the benefits of it. So we can enjoy all the things that belong to us in that deep. Oh, when we're in the secret place, there will be secrets, like we said. When we're in that place, now we are there. I mean by consciousness, walking in it every day. Arrows will be flying, they will not touch you. Plagues will come. Oh, they said to get worse. What should the believer do? Thank God for the face shields and the face masks, but don't miss out your faith shield. Because sometimes, I mean, like they've said, there's a new strain, and this new strain now can travel like 70 times like faster. What do we do? What if they tell us again that it's airborne? Do we hide in the cave? But you will not be afraid of the pestilence or of the plague. Doesn't mean there will be no plague. So it doesn't mean you are careless with your faith. Faith is not carelessness, all right? Faith is not ignorance. Faith is not foolishness. But you must stay in the deep side. Arrows will fly. It might even be competitors at your office. People aiming to pull down your business through social media. Whatever it is, it will fly. But you must be grounded in that deep side, in that secret place. Let's journey together. Let's journey. Let's love this journey. Let's stay on this journey together. 2021. Darkness may cover the earth, but you will shine. You will shine. You will shine. You will shine. Darkness may cover the earth, but you will shine. But you must know that you have this light. Once again, my people, they are destroyed for lack of knowledge, but we will be victorious because we have knowledge. So get ready for knowledge. Get ready to be taught. Get ready to take God's word, Bible reading, Bible study, you know, acting on spiritual instructions. Get ready to take them more seriously. You know, we all like the testimony of Daniel. How that was 10 times better. How he was raised up above, you know, the princes over the provinces. How he all, but we must understand that Daniel was a man of the deep side. No wonder he said, they that know their God will be strong. And so let's come. Let us go. All of us, let's drop the flesh and all those things that weigh us down and all those bickerings and all those, I'm tired today, I don't understand too. Let's drop it and say, God, you are the strength of my life. We will go all the way. It influences your association too. If you stay around people that will keep encouraging, you don't have to pray, don't pray. You don't have to read, it's okay. But we'll say, no, we're going to the deep side. We're going to the deep side. Let's go. The deep side belongs to us. The deep, glory to God. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Are you ready for this one? It's the deep. So many benefits. So many benefits. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'll read Colossians now, chapter 2. There's a text, and that's our key word for the year, for this you know, new year, 2021. And it's Colossians chapter 2, 6 into 7, but more of 7, but verse 6 into 7. It says, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. I'll take verse 6 again. As you have therefore received Christ, you have received Christ, you're born again. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. So as you've received him, walk in him. Verse 7 now says, rooted and built up and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding therein in thanksgiving or with thanksgiving. Verse 7 again says, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding therein in thanksgiving. So these are our texts for the year. So it's our year of being rooted and being built up in Christ. To root means to take root. The Greek word also means to stabilize. To be rooted. I told you about the palm tree. It's rooted. Storms will happen in 2021. But because we are rooted, it might shift us, it might blow, and but we'll be standing. Because you're rooted. Rooted where? In Christ. And not just rooted, it says rooted and built up. To be built up now means you build upon a foundation. So instruction here, it's an invitation, but much more, it's an instruction. It says, be rooted and then be built up. So let your roots not be deep into philosophy, ideologies of men. Let the root of your health be in God's word. Let the root of your finances, the root of your marriage, the root of your protection, let it be built deep into God's word, into the reality of the finished work of Jesus. And build upon that foundation. Be rooted. Be built up. The third one, be established. Similar again to the first word of being rooted. It means to stable something, to settle it. We can't do this without knowledge. Be rooted, be built up in Christ. It means you must know who you are. Difference in Jesus and Eve. Eve, you know, the devil was talking to her and he said to her, did God really say you shouldn't eat? And the devil still has that same old trick. Did he really say? And she felt, well, he didn't just say we shouldn't eat. He even said we should not touch you. And then he tripped off. She saw the thing, liked it, ate it. But Jesus, the devil came and said, if you are the Son of God, tell the stone to be bread. I love that place in the Bible. Someone says, ah, what's wrong with him turning stone to bread? On one side, nothing, but on the other side, a whole lot. I'll give you a background. Jesus was baptized by John in the River Jordan. You know that. And then the heavens opened. The Spirit of God descended in the form of a dove. And God said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. God said it. Then Jesus was led into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Then the devil shows up and says, if you are the Son of God, tell the stone to be bread. Ah, Ngwanu, God said, I am his son. I didn't turn stone to bread when he spoke in the River Jordan. He said it. So I don't have to turn stone to bread to be the Son of God. I am the Son of God because God said I am his son. That's why the response of Jesus was, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. God said, I am his son. That word is enough for me. I don't have to turn stone to bread. He said, I am his son. That word is enough for me. The devil will come at us in this new year. It will try to affect our identity as Christians. Try to affect our consciousness. Try to tell us why our prayers will not be answered. Try to tell us why our businesses will not be okay. Try to tell us why our children will not be healed. Or our children will not turn out right. Or why our children will make wrong decisions or have bad come. It will try to tell us all that. But no, our children are taught of the Lord, Isaiah 54 says. And great will be their peace. God said it. So we're going to stay on the word. Oh, we are going to stay on the word. We'll be rooted this year, greater in our understanding of who we are in Christ. We will not just be rooted. It says three things there: rooted, built up, and established. Guys, that's our 2021. We'll be rooted. We will be built up. We'll be established. Hi, I'll say it again. We'll be rooted or growing deeper this year. Then we'll be built up. Every department of our lives will be hinged on this fine revelation of what Jesus is to you and what you are to Him and in Him. Then you'll be established, settled. That's God's word. It will take a lot of learning. But you're not on your own. We're together in this. The pastors are ready, and we're going to keep getting ready, and God will keep empowering us. And we're going to have a great year, okay? We're going to have a great year. One exciting thing, again, is rooted and built up in Him. Who is Him? Christ. Who is Christ? In Colossians chapter 1, we begin to see an introduction of this person called Christ. I just read a few to you. Who is Christ? Colossians 1:15. Says He is the image of the invisible God. He is the firstborn of every creature. 16 says, for by Him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by Him and for Him. Who is Christ? Oh, hallelujah. Verse 17 says, He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. Who is Christ? He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning. He is the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He might have the preeminence. This is Christ. Who is Christ? Verse 26 says, even the mystery that was hidden from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to His saints, to whom God made known what is the riches of the glory of His mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you. The hope of glory. Who is Christ? He is the revelation that has been hidden before now. He is the image of God. He Himself has the preeminence. Who is Christ? Chapter 2, verse 3 says, in Him are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Who is Christ? Verse 9 of chapter 2 says, for in Him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. The Bible says we have to be rooted and built up in Him. Who is Him? The one that holds all things. The one in whom dwells all the fullness of the Godhead. Chapter 3, verse 4. Who is Christ? It says, when Christ, who is your life, shall appear, then shall you appear with Him also in glory. So Christ is my life. The whole of my life is defined by Christ. Why? Because I am now where? In Christ. So it says, be rooted, be built up in Him, be established in the faith that you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. So we're going to do a lot of rejoicing this new year, a lot of rejoicing based on the revelation of who we are in Christ. One of the finest verses in the entire Bible, 2 Corinthians 5, you know, and 17, if any man be in Christ, is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You wonder, so what's great about that revelation? It lets you know, number one, your identity has changed. It lets you know your location has changed. He said, if any man being Christ, he is a new creature. So location, he is now inside Christ. Identity, he's a new creation. All things are passed away. Not some things. All things are passed away. All things have now become new. So in 2021, you and I, oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You and I are going to go deeper into the understanding of this revelation to know this is us. This is us. This is us needing to understand. This is all that God has done for me. Rooted and built up. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. You want to lift your hands and thank Him. Rooted and built up. Rooted and built up. Rooted and built up. Rooted and built up. Where? In Him. For if any man is in Christ, he's a new creature. New creature, yes. You know, we're going to use this singular revelation. I know it's now become a slogan, it's a song, you can write on t-shirts and all, but it's a revelation. If any man be in Christ, we're going to use it to fight sinful habits. Those things that used to happen to us and still trying to happen. No, no, we say no. I'm a new creature. We used to fight fear. Maybe you grew up being afraid. I'm always afraid. I don't like being alone. I can't stay alone in a house. I'm just afraid when it's dark. We're going to fight it. Because you're a new creature. The past is gone. You say, but it's not gone. It's real. No. It's real to you by experience. But it's not real in the realm of the spirit for you. So we must be rooted. We must be built up in Him. Not in our experiences. In Him. We're going to use it now to fight, you know, to fight thoughts. I'm a new Christian. No, come on. You're a new creation. You're a new creation. We have a new location and you have a new identity. And child of God, this new location is the best location there can ever be. There's no curse in Christ. How did I know? Christ, that word again, has redeemed you from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, curses any man that hangs on the tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles. In Christ, thou might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. In Christ, there is no curse. Christ has carried all the curses away. So maybe you are listening or watching, and you feel, oh, there's a curse. We're going to fight that thing with this revelation of who you are in Christ. Because in Christ, there's no curse. That sickness that appears every year, Christ has redeemed you. Christ! That thing that happened to your auntie, and happened to your mom, and happened to your big sis, and looks like it's about to happen to you, Christ has redeemed you. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. My people will be victorious because they will have knowledge. We are gaining that knowledge this year. And we'll fight our fight from the standpoint of who we are in Christ. Your life seems to have been revolving around the same bus stop year in, year out. Not anymore. Because you will grow in the reality of who you are in Christ. That word again. You might wonder, oh, but. If there's a lockdown, how am I going to survive? Philippians 4:19. My God shall supply all of your needs according to His riches in glory. That word shows up again. By Christ, that word shows up again. Christ! According to His riches in glory. Through Christ, by Christ, in Christ. So we're going to feast on, what are the riches in this Christ? Because we're rich there. He Himself became poor, that we through His poverty. So we're in Christ. There's no curse. In Christ, needs are supplied. Ephesians 1:3, blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ again. That word, it appears so many times in the New Testament. We're going to love it because we must be rooted in it and built up in it. There is no curse in Christ, only blessing and blessing. And you and I are going to walk in 2021 in the blessing. We saw what the blessing did in the life of Abraham. how he made a barren man and woman to produce a son of promise. How he defended them in moments of trouble. We saw the blessing in the time of Isaac. How he prospered him in a time of famine. Isaac labored, plowing a hard ground, and God blessed his effort. You will walk in that blessing this new year. You will grow in it. You will step in it. You will bask in it, because that blessing belongs to you in Christ. Oh, maybe you've experienced levels of stagnancy. We will fight it together because of who we are in Christ. Our lives are upward and forward. We're growing stronger. We're waxing stronger. That's who you are. So we'll fight with the revelation in Ephesians 1:3. We'll fight with Philippians 1:19. We'll fight with it. Maybe you are weak. No, this new year you would accomplish things that seem to be impossible. Because Philippians chapter 4 tells us in the 13th verse, we will do all things through Christ again, who strengthens us. Of course, in context there, he was talking about being able to abase and abound, but technically we'll still be able to do all things. All things that need to be done, you will do. All things that need to be done, you will do. Strength will come for you. Wisdom will come for you. Ability will rise in you. Capacity will come. Favor will show up. You will do things that seemed impossible. Things that looked bigger than you. This 2021 we step into, you will climb higher. You will shoot better. In the name of Jesus. It will be said concerning you that you are like the palm tree. You grow like the cedar in Lebanon. It will be said of you that you are like that tree planted by the rivers of water. In 2021, you will bring forth your fruit in your own season. Your leaves would never wither. Anything you do will prosper. Oh, you could pray in the Holy Ghost where you are. Lord, we give praise to you. Begin to speak to your new year. Hey. Yes, you are like that palm tree this new year, because your root is deep in Christ and you are built up in him and you are settled gidiba in Christ this new year by revelation. So the things that concern you will prosper. The things that concern you will flourish. In this 2021, you will walk in the greater realities of the blessing of God that concern you. It will be said of you, the blessing of God has made him rich. The blessing of God has made her rich. See, there's no sorrow attached in her life. There's no sorrow attached in his life. That's your testimony in the name of Jesus. Because Christ again redeemed you from the curse. And he rained down the blessing. Put it on you like jackets. That the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles. It has come upon you. That blessing turned that a barren Abraham. It turned a barren, Isaac and Rebekah also. To people that, so this year, there has to be flourishing. It made them prosperous. You will prosper. That same blessing made Jacob prosper in the house of Laban. So you're watching and you're an employee or you're listening. No. You will prosper where you are. You will prosper. You will prosper. The wisdom of God will teach you. The favor of God will rise upon you. You'll prosper. I love how the blessing of God walked upon Joseph in the land of Egypt. First in Potiphar's house, then in prison, then in Pharaoh's palace. And that blessing was upon Joseph because Joseph is a child to Abraham and Christ has redeemed you from the curse of the law, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon you. And because you are where? In Christ. This blessing has come upon you. That means, child of God, you will prosper like Isaac. You'll be fruitful like Abraham. You will be preserved and protected and lifted like Joseph. And you will do well wherever you are like Jacob.
It's all the blessing of Abraham. And he belongs to you. This 2021, you are prospering. 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 You are prospering in the name of Jesus.
Yes, in this 2021, you will excel in every single thing that concerns you. Every single thing that concerns you, where you almost will fault that the wisdom of God will come up for you. It will show up for you.
You will stand before kings and not before mean men. Why? Because of the blessing of God. It will teach you wisdom. It will teach you diligence. And we're not slacking because we're entering the deep side. We're not slacking this new year. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Wow. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. What a great year. What a great year. What a great year. Thank you, Lord Jesus. What a great year. What a great year. I believe you're excited already. I am too. The next few minutes, we're going to step right into the new year by calendar. Of course, I know different time zones, and some of you right now, I know, will be already joining us from other places. You might, by calendar, step in later. You know, and some of you, like in Australia, would have stepped ahead like 10 hours ago now. But one thing is certain, all right? Great things are bound for everybody in Christ. Great things. Great things. So I want to invite you, okay? Those of us in the Lagos church, those of us in the Jebu church, and those of us in diaspora generally, or, you know, some of the places within the country. For the next four Wednesdays, at least, I'm certain of the first four Wednesdays, beginning from this first Wednesday, I will want to take us further into this reality of who we are in Christ. So I can just lay the foundation, at least we'll start with the first four Thursdays, on being rooted, built up, and established. Rooted, built up, and established. I want you to join me Wednesdays, all right? So I'll speak live from the Jebu Church, or I service there. It's 5:30 prayer and all, but 6:30 worship begins. You know, about 6:10, 6:15, I'll kick it off, and then by 7, Nigerian time, we'll be done, so you could, you know, hook in, and then we'll be live on Spreaker. So let's get into this study together. You'd love it. You'd love it. You'd love it. And then, of course, different churches in Ijebu and Lagos, we're just going to get into the Word every Sunday, you know, and have a good time, all right? So that's my invitation. Like I said, we're going to keep creating. The pastors will make announcements, all right? The enabling environment, all right? My wife is, you know, talking about a number of things she believes we need to do to help us grow deeper. And we got to respond to this invitation to grow deep. I've talked about the benefits of the deep side. Amen. Could you lift your hands where you are? Oh, Father, we thank you and we give you praise. Oh, we give you praise. We give you praise. We thank you. We thank you because you are faithful. We thank you. We thank you because of who we are in Christ Jesus. For the favors, for the increase, for the opportunities. I speak blessing to everyone. I speak increase. I speak favor. I say that in the name of Jesus, this year will be a year of revelation. Our eyes will open indeed this new year. Our eyes will be flooded with so much revelation. And this year will be a year of victory. Victory by the revelation. Your people, you said in your word, are destroyed for lack of knowledge. But it means we'll be victorious by knowledge. So this year we know, because of the so much knowledge you are making available to us and how we're going to yield to them, we're victorious. Victorious in our health. Victorious in our marriages. Victorious in our finances. Victorious in everything that concerns us. Our children, victorious. Children born, children unborn, victorious. Because we are a family of victory. We are excelling in all that concerns us. We are doing well in all that concerns us. We are thriving in all that concerns us. 2021, we call you blessed in all ways. 2021, you are blessed in all things. And I speak upon you the blessing of Abraham. That blessing grow from strength to strength. And all that concerns you, I call it well. Well and well. Ha ha. In the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. All right, is it a good time to say happy, happy new year, glorious 2021. All right, so happy new year. Happy, happy new year. You want to hug someone around you? Just in case there's someone around you, just hug yourself. All right, but you know, I'm sure some of you are watching your families right now. Happy New Year, happy 2021, glorious 2021, victorious 2021. We're rooted, we're built up, we're established this new year. Enjoy the blessings of God. All right, so the choir is taking us right now on after party. All right. So are you ready? All right. So happy new year, happy new year, happy new year. Hook up on Wednesday. Enjoy the service in the churches and then just have a glorious time. Bye.